But why, some say, the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
The word frontier comes up a lot in U.S. history. But what really is a frontier? In my opinion, it's a boundary between the unknown and the known. It might be physical like mountains, but it's also imaginary. It's that next step to a place that you've never seen before, you've never discovered. When America was first colonized, we started in the East in New England, and we kept expanding that frontier because we were curious into the Wild West. And then we found the seas and up to Alaska by Canada. And I think it's in American blood to just keep wanting to know more, and we're curious, and we always want to find that new unknown. So it makes sense that John F. Kennedy in the 1960s expanded this idea of frontier beyond the earth. He wanted to expand into space. You look up into the night sky, but what's up there? And so he proposed to the Americans that we go to space. And though it was frightening, and maybe at the moment wasn't the most practical thing, it's this idea of challenge and fulfilling human curiosity. And this is something that has been instilled in American history and is continuing to be explored even to today.